everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular's single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, everybody, to the Wednesday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. We're racked and stacked today. A lot to discuss with all of you. Obviously, the new inflation number is in unexpectedly. All caps, exclamation point, unexpectedly worse than economists had been anticipating. Somehow, Clay, Buck, all of you, we were thinking it was going to be bad, but we'll give you that number, what it means, plus $40 billion going to Ukraine. 40 billion with a B. You used to think that was a lot of money. You know, 40 billion here, 40 billion there. Feels like it adds up after a while, but while we have a baby formula shortage in this country, the taxpayers are, without any conversation about it, on the hook for $40 billion getting sent to Ukraine. So we'll discuss what that means. I also want to take a look at the reality of what our strategy is at this point in Ukraine. You're noticing that people just keep the Ukraine flags in their Twitter profiles and their Facebook pages, but okay, well, what does the U.S. government want to do? If you look at some of the recent rhetoric, there's real reason for concern over a Biden administration expansion in the strategy, the role in that conflict. That could get very ugly very quickly. These things, when you look at miscalculation in retrospect, it seems like it was so obvious. But right now, does anyone feel like this government has any sense of where this is going and what they're trying to do? Plus, a lunatic on Broadway, if you're famous, Clay, that's how you say it, apparently. If you're a Broadway famous person, right, you go Broadway, yells at a bunch of, or one person, actually, in the audience, not for being unmasked, but masked beneath the nose. If you just want to know, is the lib mask hysteria over? That's certainly not the case. And then a milk protest, love poking the soy-loving commies over this stuff. They get so angry. Drag me, soy commies. Drag me. I don't care.
Do you watch Succession, right?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, it's such a good show on HBO. So entertaining, so well written. The character who was protesting in New York City, it's like they pulled it directly out of Succession. Like, they should use this footage as a part of the series. He couldn't be playing any more perfect to type based on that clip. That's, you know, by what? You, right?
We're what?
It's near where you live,
yes,
right? Where the
yes.
protest was going on?
Very, very much so. But let me, since we're talking about, we'll give you the CPI number and inflation and all this in Ukraine in a second. Since we're talking, this guy's James Cromwell. He plays the Greenpeace-obsessed, environmentalist, smug lib brother of the patriarch of the family in the show, that it's essentially a very loosely based on Fox is the idea behind the show, a massive media empire. And this brother just is rich because he's the brother and was there early on. And so now he's kind of the classic elite lib lunatic in the show. In real life, he super glues his hand a few blocks from where I live to the top of a Starbucks counter because the vegan milk prices are too high.
Can you imagine?
End the vegan upcharge now.
When will you stop charging us more for vegan milk? When will you stop raking in huge profits while customers, animals, and the environment suffer? The senseless upcharge hurts animals.
So you know, Clay, there's so much here. First of all, you know, it's plant juice. It's not milk. Plants don't lactate, okay? There's no milk involved here. I understand they could say it's a branding thing, but, you know, spell it M-Y-L-K or something, because it's not actually milk. And all the libs who get so mad at me, oh, capitalism. It's more expensive for the vegan milk because it's more expensive.
Of all the things that you could protest in America right now, is there anything that you could protest that would make you more out of touch with America than the price of vegan milk? I mean, I hear that, and the reason why I say it feels like it should be on a television program is it's so easy to satirize out of touch, left wing, let's be honest, rich people. If you are protesting the price of vegan milk, you are self-satirizing yourself to such an extent, it's almost impossible, Buck. If you and I were sitting around and we were like, hey, what's the most out of touch protest that you can think of? The price of vegan milk for your coffee being too high at Starbucks might win. Like, I don't know that we could come up with a more out of touch protest.
In fact, if they put this in the show Succession and this same Greenpeace environmental wacko commie actor had this as a scene, you'd be like, that's really funny. Like, that's a really, you know, because he super glues his hand to the, can you imagine? You're the hourly wage employee at Starbucks. You're just trying to get through your day like everybody else and get your paycheck and go, and you've got this lunatic super gluing his hand to the desk. And you know, beyond this, you sit here, you say to yourself, we could see a protest right now. If he had done this somewhere and said, hey, we need to draw attention to the crazy high price, in fact, the scarcity of baby formula.
Yes, right.
I would say, you know what? Like, this guy's got a point. More people need to pay attention to this. But saying that your oat milk or your vegan soy turmeric latte is a little too pricey, you cannot make this stuff up. It's not real milk. This is utter madness.
Oh, well played.
Thank you.
Well played.
Thank you.
Also, if it's too expensive, drink water, right? You don't have to have coffee, which to your point on the baby formula shortage. And when did this idea, Buck, when did this come about? Because it started to happen at NBA games too, where these activists are trying to super glue themselves to things. Like, they tried to super glue themselves to the basketball court now. This seems to be a new trend in protest that you super glue yourself to the venue in some way. When did this start, and how do they unsuper glue you, right? Like, it doesn't seem like it would be a very safe way to protest either, right? Like, I don't know how you remove a super glue
stick. Yeah, I'm not super gluing anything to anything. That sounds like a really bad idea. I don't know why anybody would think this is. I mean, at least do the old, you know, handcuff yourself to the pipe or something, right? At least that seems a little more civilized.
I just don't get it. But this is, and imagine if you were, Buck, just busy at work. Like, let's say you were just trying to go in and get a coffee. And then you walk in and some guy has super glued himself to the counter.
I would have assumed,
hey, this sucks.
I would have assumed if actor James Cromwell, who
also, by the way, was the president in some of the Jack Ryan movies, right? Like Clear and Present Danger, for some of our audience out there that might not know him from Succession.
Yeah.
He had, if you remember, I think it was in Clear and Present Danger.
He's in The Green Mile as well, if you remember The Green Mile. I think he's the one whose wife is very sick and the... That actor.
If you watch movies at all, you would recognize this guy from, you know, the last 25 years
I hate to
of
say
movies.
It. I mean, he's actually a good actor.
He's a great actor.
He's a good actor. Yeah. Put that aside. Yeah. But Clay, It's also amazing because, as we were saying, if you were constructing an out of touch, and he wasn't the only one, there are other people
right.
like, make my soy milk cheaper, you know? And I'm going to tell you this right now. The only males who get upset about soy milk jokes actually suffer from a lack of testosterone. Like, it's there's like a thing, because otherwise, why do you care? If people say, oh, I have lactose intolerance. Right. So then drink your almond milk. That's fine. People who take offense to this, it does kind of cut them for some reason. They get angry. But right now, while they're complaining about the price of fancy nut milk, I mean, I think that's what we would call it. There's coconuts and almonds and all these. Anyway, while that's actually happening, I'm just saying, inflation barreled ahead. This is from CNBC, 8.3%. Unexpectedly is all over the place.
Every time we get a new inflation reading, and I'm just saying, at some point, wouldn't the economist have to, if you're surprised 12 straight months, wouldn't you have to adjust your expectations at some point?
This is like the media lib or Democrat politician gets sick. Bill Gates just got COVID, right? I just want to say I'm thankful for being vaccinated and boosted. And look, whatever, just the fact that you have to feel the need to genuflect in that way as though the vaccine gods are expecting their praise is absurd. But it's the same thing with the economists. If you want to be invited on, I don't watch the financial networks, but you know, if you want to be invited on CNBC or whatever, you've got to play this game of, oh, wow, under Biden, who's just so good at the economy and so smart, and Kamala really knows what's going on, and, you know, yada, 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 all the rest of it. You got to say that you were expecting a different number, because if people start to realize that it's not a surprise, Clay, then they ask the question, well, hold on a second. Why should we expect the economy keeps getting crappier? Maybe because the people in charge aren't good at this, right? They want to avoid that recognition. And just to give us the most recent number I saw, if you saw different numbers, Clay, let me know. Gasoline up 43%, used cars up 22%, meat, fish, eggs 14%, new cars 13%. Food at home up 10.8%, transportation 8%. That's unsustainable for a lot of families. That means a lot of families start running in the red, start running up credit card debt, millions and millions of families. And then you add the baby formula thing on top of it, and we got famous lib actors running around complaining about soy milk. It's amazing.
Yeah, and Buck, what we should continue to emphasize, and I know a lot of people out there listening know exactly what this feels like, is inflation is a default tax. For all of the lies, basically, that Joe Biden has spread about how he's middle-class Joe from Scranton, Pennsylvania, and he cares about families, you basically, if you have had a job, let's say you were making $60,000 a year, you have gotten a roughly 10% cut in your overall income, around $6,000 or $7,000, just since Joe Biden became president, based on inflation alone.
So, I mean, I can say this as a guy who, and I can't speak for you in this regard, Clay, but by all means, I'm a guy who's made $40,000 a year.
Oh, certainly.
All my salary.
Yep.
I'm a guy who's made $60,000 a year, and I'm a guy who's made $75,000 a year. And the differences in though, you know, once you get to a certain level, you know, it's nice and maybe you can do a little bit, but the difference between, you know, 40 and 60 for folks, and the difference between even, you know, 50 and 55 and 40 and 45, that is substantial.
Massive.
And Nancy Pelosi, I know because I lived it, right?
Yeah.
Like, you understand too. Nancy Pelosi, in her $15 million or whatever it is, San Francisco mansion, has no clue. She doesn't know how to pump gas. She doesn't buy her own groceries. She hasn't done that in 50 years, folks. Give me a break.
Buck, I had two kids that I was responsible for, and I was making $40,000 a year. And so when you're making $40,000 a year, and you got kids, and you got expenses hanging out there, when you're talking about almost double-digit inflation, you're taking $4,000 out of a $40,000 salary? I mean, that is a massive amount in terms of how much it can impact your budget. Look, neither of my parents, Buck, ever made $50,000 a year. So when you're talking about what the impact is of a day-to-day existence for so many people out there across the country, they are struggling. Biden has no answers. Biden has become, Buck, Jimmy Carter without the accomplishment.
No, we've agreed on this one for a long time, Clay. It is unfair to compare him to Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter's
smarter and way more competent than Joe Biden is. I think that much is clear. So we'll dive more into these numbers and what it all means in a second here. And we were just talking about this. Inflation is substantially outpacing wage growth. That's just reality. The consumer price index grew 8.3% last month, more than the 8.1% estimate, and near the highest level in more than 40 years. That can really hurt your household budget, as we were just saying. So what more can you do to come out ahead? We've got an answer for you. We've got help. Call our friends at American Financing for a free mortgage review. Your house is not only your home, it's a valuable financial asset that continues to appreciate. And if you look at it at record levels, you're likely able to access cash from that investment at competitive rates. That means you have to do what you can to protect yourself. Plan for the future now. In as little as 10 minutes, you can learn about custom loan options that can help you achieve financial stability. As we speak this week, I'm going through a refinance on a home that I own with American Financing. Give them a call now. Their customer service is the best. Call American Financing at 800-777-8109. That's 800-777-8109. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you have access to potential tax benefits, and you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Labrador's core executive team has more than 190 years of combined oil and gas experience and has drilled thousands of oil and gas wells. They're dedicated to mitigating risk while providing accredited investors with sound returns. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. American energy independence is crucial for our national security and future prosperity, and Labrador Energy is leading the charge to make that a reality. Invest in U.S. oil and gas today. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code CLAY, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less, it's that easy.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish.
Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us as we roll through the Wednesday edition of the program. I had to think there for a minute. It feels like there's so much news happening on a day-to-day basis now that I'm always like, hey, is it only Wednesday? We are having a good time here. And I wanted to point out that many of you, as you continue to struggle over what might be the baby formula shortage, we're going to open up phone lines. I'm actually curious. We have a ton of moms out there and dads who buy baby formula. I've done this before where you're running in late at night. You suddenly realize that you've got a baby formula shortage. You need to be able to take care of your kid, and you're going in post midnight, like a lot of dads and moms have had to do during the course of those young early days of taking care of a baby. I'm curious what the moms and dads out there are finding. You can call us 1-800-282-2882 and let us know what you are seeing and how difficult maybe it has been to try to get that baby formula purchased. But what you're seeing is an incompetence when it comes to the economy, the likes of which we've never seen. And as Buck and I were just talking about, it's unfair at this point to even compare Joe Biden to Jimmy Carter, because Jimmy Carter was far more competent. And on Fox Business Network, when the 8.3% inflation numbers for April came out, Charlie Gasparino said, this is a belief out there that Biden is just totally incompetent. Listen to this.
One of the problems that we have right now, obviously, is inflation. Obviously, there's with the markets and the economy. Obviously, it's rising interest rates, and that will slow down the economy. But the other part of the equation here is a lack of confidence in the guy running the country. And it's becoming increasingly obvious from, listen, I'm not going to mention names. I talk to bank CEOs all the time. These are people that voted for him. They believe he's incompetent, and they believe the people around him are incompetent, and they don't believe they're getting anything done. This is really bad on the economy, and we're at a very treacherous time in the economy. You know, this can go south fast.
It was supposed to be transitory, Buck, and now it feels like it's never going to end.
This is not a surprise, right? I mean, they mandated, as much as they do the whole unexpectedly, as we've been talking about, economists unexpectedly, they mandated the shutdown of whole economic sectors. They spent trillions of dollars and sent people checks to stay at home, all of which did nothing to stop COVID or limit deaths from COVID in any statistically meaningful way. And now we have inflation, and the people in charge are surprised by this. Like Joe Biden and his advisors are like, wait a second. You mean you can't just spend trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars while artificially reducing productivity in the economy, the underlying actual value that our currency is tied to, and we get inflation, and this is supposed to be a surprise? It's like idiots rule over us, Clay, honestly.
Yeah, and I thought it was interesting Gasparino there is pointing out that many of these executives voted for Biden, and they're throwing up their hands like, what in the world did we do? If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you're eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of $26,000 per employee. It's not a loan. There's no payback to the government. It's a refund of your taxes. Challenge could be getting your hands on it. How do you cut through the red tape, get your business this refund money? Go to getrefunds.com. Their tax attorneys are specialists in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They do all the work, no charges up front. Simply share a percentage of the cash they get for you, and their average client gets $400,000 back. GetRefunds.com has helped 10,000 companies receive over $1 billion in cash rebates. They can help you and your business too. Just go right now to GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me. Answer a few questions. GetRefunds.com. No risk, high reward. GetRefunds.com.
Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. We see the lines are lighting up over people across the country who are having trouble finding baby formula, or who are just really suffering with this inflation situation, the high price of gas, the high price of everything, food, rent, you name it.
And we want to hear from all of you. We want people to know what's really going on, because if you listen to the Biden regime mouthpieces in the Democrat corporate media, they'll tell you it's not bad, it's transitory. No, it is bad, actually. And everyone's starting to realize that you can't avoid this truth anymore. You can't hide this. And so now I wonder what the Democrat playbook will be. I think January 6th and the insurrection aren't going to cut it when it comes to people voting this fall, when everything is more expensive and everything feels more dysfunctional and people who live in cities feel like the crime situation is still out of control. A lot of things to deal with there. But, you know, Clay, one thing I always tell people is when a Democrat tells you it's for the children, be worried.
Yeah.
Anytime they tell, and I've been saying that for 10 years, given what's been going on recently with the whole, trans identity for 5-year-old stuff in Florida, rest of the country, more than ever. But anytime someone like a Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer says, we're doing this for the children, be worried, because they're not doing it. They're not doing it for the children. A corollary to that is whenever you have a Democrat politician who in so many ways is really just an affront to all biblical truth, to natural law, you name it. But when they start citing the Bible for their policies, then you also should be prepared for. And when Democrats, especially people like Pelosi, speak of something from the Bible, you can always tell it's like they're translating it from another language. You know, it's like how I used to sound when I was in German class after leaving French class, because I took both of those languages at the same time. Ah, ich weiß Bock.
And wow, what a show off.
Yeah, that's about all I've got.
I did Latin and French.
Latin and French.
It was not a good combo.
German and Arabic in school.
Oh, wow.
And a Beth. Okay, no, we're going to stop. Anyway, point being, because literally all I can say are those languages.
You're good
is
at
my
accents.
Name.
I'm not good at accents.
So
my wife is a French professor, by the way, of all things.
May we be sir?
Yeah, she can speak everything. She's got French, Italian. She's got all. I didn't get those genes.
Better up my French game. My French accent on the show better be flawless. But I just want to say, Pelosi's out there trying to defend, because the Democrats have decided, and this also makes me concerned, Clay, we need to go even more into this Ukraine-Russia war with $40 billion. As
yeah.
we said at the beginning, you and I were texting about this yesterday and last night. We got a $40 billion aid package on top of the $10 billion or so they've already gotten. So we're looking at $50 billion. And I know this might sound crazy to some Democrats out there, but $50 billion, even in America today, that's actually a lot of money. It's a lot of money. And we're giving them $50 billion. Pelosi justifies it, of course, by saying, well, this is what the Bible requires.
When you're home thinking, what is this all about? Just think about when I was hungry, you fed me, in the Gospel of Matthew.
Here she is again, by the way. She did it. It wasn't the first time that she invoked the Gospel of Matthew. I think a staffer wrote this for her. I think this is the only quasi-biblical line from a gospel she could actually name. Here she is, though. She likes this talking point.
On that vein, we're talking about when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was needed shelter, you sheltered me. When I was homeless, you sheltered me. We're talking about the Gospel of Matthew. We're talking about fundamental values in our country.
Never trust a commie who cites the Bible, Clay.
Well, how about fundamental values in our country be, let's take care of people in our country first? And I believe you were the first person who pointed this out, Buck, or at least the first person that I heard talking about it. Why are we not focused on the tens of billions of dollars that we are shipping to Ukraine as we are rapidly approaching a cataclysmic situation at our own southern border? Why in the world are we focused on the territorial integrity of a European country when we aren't focused on our own territorial integrity? And by the way, you can build this on a larger scale, but if Nancy Pelosi wants to quote from the Bible, I'm going to be honest with you, Nancy, I'm more concerned about all the moms and dads out there who can't find baby formula on their shelves or having to deal with double-digit inflation for a variety of different products than I am what's going on in Ukraine. And I'm troubled by the fact, Buck, that we spent $40 billion, which, by the way, was even more than Joe Biden requested. I think his initial request, Buck, was $33 billion. And there was almost no debate, and 70% of Republicans just went ahead and spent it. Now, look, I'm not saying that we need to turn our back on Ukraine because inevitably people will write that. No, look, I want Ukraine to defeat Russia. I think that benefits us. But I'm not sure that it benefits us the same way to be spending tens of billions of dollars on Ukraine, which, by the way, is a corrupt, kleptocratic country. Where are we sure that that money that we're spending is being adequately distributed? We know how much, for instance, even of the money we spent here in America for PPP was totally wasted. Do we feel like we're getting good bang for our buck here relative to what it means to American interest when so many Americans are struggling? I don't buy into that.
Buck. Let's remind everybody, you brought up our porous, lawless southern border. And you know, to be fair, always, what we do here, and, you know, a military invasion is not the same thing as a mass illegal migration invasion, but they are violations of sovereignty, and one matters here in America a whole lot more than the other, despite what, you know, the Beltway elites and some of the media may say. To our day-to-day, what's going on at the southern border matters a whole lot more than the situation playing out tactically day by day in Ukraine. This is one of your colleagues, Fox News reporter David Spunt, on the backlog of cases. Let's talk about what this means.
In 2 weeks, officials expect an even greater surge in crossings as Title 42 will no longer be enforced. Once Title 42 is lifted, immigration judges are also planning for a surge in courtrooms. But thanks to a backlog of 1.7 million cases, some migrants won't see a courtroom for 3 to 7 years from now. The backlog includes cases from 200 countries around the globe.
Clay, let's just think about this for a second. There is no way that you could reasonably do a real asylum case to find out if someone's telling the truth or not in any of these circumstances. The whole point here with the backlog at 1.7 million cases. I mean, yeah. Think about this. This would take years and
years potentially to get all the way through.
The whole program here, the plan is to effectively dissolve the backlog by saying, look, we're just going to give everybody legal status. And then they're going to give them citizenship and let them vote. That is the whole game plan from the Democrats. That's, people want to know what they're doing. That's how they hope to not only reward people for illegally crossing into the country by the millions, but also get around the fact that the American people right now, by the way, including Latinos, are overwhelmingly recognizing the Democrat Party is bad at governance.
Worst numbers for Joe Biden, inflation, second worst numbers right now, the border. And they aren't just underwater there. They're underwater, Buck, by 30 and 40 points, oftentimes not just with Republicans, but also with independents. Even Democrats think Joe Biden is doing a really poor job on inflation and on the border.
Look, the new numbers are in, folks, not just on inflation, but on the money that families are saving with Pure Talk, the company providing great cell phone service. They're saving families even more money than we previously thought. If you're still with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, your family could be saving, get this, over $900 a year. And with Pure Talk, you don't have to compromise coverage with America's most reliable 5G network. You don't compromise on price, and you don't have to compromise on value. You'll be supporting a company whose customer service is right here in the U.S. and whose CEO proudly served our nation's military. Make the switch and save a bunch of money every month. Unlimited talk, text, 6 gigs of data, $30 a month. That's all it is, $30 a month. You keep your phone, you keep your cell phone number. I know so many people that are paying like over $100 a month just for themselves on one of these big carriers. $30 a month, unlimited talk, text, 6 gigs of data with Pure Talk. And remember, you can keep your phone and keep your cell phone number. So it's so easy. None of that has to switch at all. From your cell phone, dial #250, say Clay and Buck, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. You can literally be switched over to Pure Talk service in less than 10 minutes. Dial #250, just dial #250 on your existing cell phone and say Clay and Buck.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you have access to potential tax benefits, and you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Labrador's core executive team has more than 190 years of combined oil and gas experience and has drilled thousands of oil and gas wells. They're dedicated to mitigating risk while providing accredited investors with sound returns. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. American energy independence is crucial for our national security and future prosperity, and Labrador Energy is leading the charge to make that a reality. Invest in U.S. oil and gas today. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, hey, I'm covered, no worries. Not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance.
And that can be a lot of money for your family, but how do you know you're not being overbilled? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
So unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate?
HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance.
When your medical claim comes in, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million.
Bottom line, insurance isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it before you see another healthcare provider. HealthLock.com. HealthLock.com.
Bar.
Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We are rolling through the first hour of the program. By the way, we got a couple of great guests for you. David Marcus and Vivek Ramaswamy are going to be with us in the second and the third hours of the program. We appreciate all of you hanging out with us. And Buck, this baby formula shortage is becoming a bigger and bigger story. And we put out kind of the bat signal to see what kind of experiences you guys all over the country might be having as you are going out and trying to purchase baby formula. It's becoming a bigger and bigger story as more and more people realize how pronounced it truly is. 1-800-282-2882. And Buck, I think we got a bunch of people who want to weigh in on what this experience has been like.
Lines are lit. Let's get to it. Tom in Alabama on the baby formula situation. What's going on, Tom?
Listen, I was a big Rush supporter. I want to thank you guys for carrying the torch for him. And God bless you for doing what you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
With the baby shorts, I'm retired military. I drive a truck, and I'm a local truck driver. The baby formula is not affecting me per se. It's my daughter, my grandbaby. She's 4 months old. She lives in Birmingham, Alabama. I live in the southeastern part of the state. In the Birmingham area, my daughter and her husband, they can't find baby formula.
We're talking about a big city in Birmingham. By the way, a lot of you listen there. We're number one in that market. And so your daughter's having to drive around, I'm assuming, all different sorts of places where ordinarily you'd be able to go to one. You might have to go to four or five or more to try to find baby formula.
Yes, sir. And when we can find it, which has been rare, I mail formula to her, the powder formula, but it's a little deeper than just the formula. A lot of children, like my daughter, my granddaughter, she has digestive problems.
Yep.
And there's different
kinds of formula, right? Specific formulas. Yeah.
And it's just not there. It's not on the shelf. And
would you have ever believed, by the way, that you and your wife would be not just to help, but to deal with this crisis that is hitting the country right now, that you'd be having to shop for baby formula for your granddaughter because your own daughter couldn't find it in Birmingham?
No, sir. I never thought I would ever have to do that. I never thought I'd ever see my country in this shape either.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in from Alabama and sharing your thoughts. We got another Clay and Buck team trucker here, I think. Fred in California. Hey, Fred, how you doing?
Yes, sir. Good to hear from you, Clay and Buck. I've been trying to get formula now. I had my baby, my daughter had the baby Friday, so it's only been about 3 or 4 days, but I've gone to probably, I'd say 10 different stores, and I got lucky. They had a shipment while I was standing there come in, so I bought the two small cases that they had, but, I'm still...
Where are you in California? What part of the country? Where are you going around that you had to go to 10 places to find formula?
Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
You would think
this is crazy.
Yeah, you'd think that they would be able to have supply chain more efficient than this, and it's just nuts. Fred, thanks for calling in from Santa Barbara. Mike in Savannah, Georgia, one of my favorite towns. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
To everybody else's point, like I live in Savannah, or really just south of Savannah, but hitting a bunch of places, and I went up to the Bluffton Sam's Club yesterday. Didn't have the right brand, but honestly, I would rather not have my child starving. So I bought an off-brand, a different form of Similac. But the shelf is about 70 feet long, and I would tell you that it was 4/5 of the way empty. Nothing on the shelf. Bone dry. Usually you got pallets of this stuff in a place like that, and those places get stuff first.
This is crazy, Buck. I mean, we're talking about the width and breadth of the country. We got just right now in Alabama, in South Carolina, in Santa Barbara, California. People, it's the same story everywhere.
Mike, thanks for calling in from Savannah. Clay, I just think it's worth pointing out here. You know, we can point to high steak prices or high milk prices or things, and that's hurting people's bottom line. That's annoying. It's frustrating. It puts more stress on families. Can you think of a food product that is more essential to have in stock of all the, all the veggies and fruits and dairy and
meat?
Yeah,
it's a great point.
Anything that is more essential to have on the shelf that is a food than baby formula?
No.
I don't know if one exists.
It's number one on the list of things that you can't compensate for. We're making fun of the succession guy, Cromwell, who was super gluing himself to the counter. But much of what we buy is fungible. That is, if you go in to buy Gatorade and they don't have Gatorade, you can buy Powerade, right?
Clay, when they run out of your Mountain Dew, what is your number two?
Meliello. For the Southerners out there will know exactly what I'm talking about. So, yes, there are lots of products that are fungible. Baby formula isn't one of them. You have to have it. And of all the things that there could be a shortage of, I'm not sure that we could point to anything. And Buck, what I get nervous about is when you look at what's going on in Shanghai, I feel like supply chain crises are going to get worse. And we saw this with toilet paper, which, by the way, I don't think anybody, if you run out of toilet paper, you run out. But when people see these shortages, the shortages get worse because people go in and they say, well, I may not need it right now, but I definitely going to need it in the future. And that's why I think this baby formula thing is likely to get really massively worse in a hurry for that exact reason.
Well, if this could happen to baby formula, and I do know that there was a specific incident that one major baby formula company,
I think Abbott Laboratories had an issue with
a recall. So
yeah, because I think a couple of babies died from their product.
Correct. Yeah, there was a bacteria. There was some kind of a bacteria that they were worried had tainted the baby formula. But I don't think anybody would have expected that if one baby formula company has a recall, now you're driving
coast
three
to coast.
Hours coast to coast across the country to try to find baby formula, right? Just goes to show you how fragile our supply chains are, how fragile different components of the economy right now are. You start to think about it. I mean, you know, I talked to small business owners. One particular recently was saying the consumer hasn't even really felt the full impact of the price raises, the rise in price that they're going to see for the things that they're buying all the time, because it's just making its way into the, just like inflation has been creeping and creeping, and now all of a sudden it's really hitting. Supply chain issue, price of goods, this is going to be big problem for us. But we got some smart folks to talk about this with later on the show. David Marcus, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Clay, I'm going to ask you a very important question later, too. Could you land the plane yourself, like an actual plane?
I'll tell you when I had that fear recently and what I think my answer would be.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Did you know that you can have real gold and silver delivered to your door? Or if you choose, placed directly into your IRA or 401k. That makes it tax-free and penalty-free. That's right, real gold and silver in your hands or into your retirement accounts. So why should you own real gold and silver? Well, gold and silver traditionally hold their value, especially when markets decline or fail. Oxford Gold Group, the industry leader in precious metals, is offering gold and silver at the lowest prices on the market. The Oxford Gold Group will beat any competitor's price on gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Call the Oxford Gold Group by dialing #250 and use the keywords gold IRA to request your free precious metals investment guide. Just dial #250 and speak the keywords gold IRA to connect with the Oxford Gold Group today. They'll send you their precious metals investment guide. Call Oxford Gold by dialing #250 and use the keywords gold IRA and get your free investment guide right now.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.